We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Rice Sports Network. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Mike Bloomgren Show. In the next hour, Mike Bloomgren will break down the previous week and look ahead to what's next for the Owls. The Mike Bloomgren Show is brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. By the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Now, alongside Coach Bloomgren, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
A happy Monday to you. Hope it is a dry one, Houston and beyond. If you are listening inside the Houston area, you know it's going to be a wet one here. We're virtual again, but our football shows each week brought to you by our friends at Fuddruckers, another virtual show. Hopefully we're in person at that location, South McGregor and 288. But so thrilled to have Fuddruckers as a sponsor. I can taste that burger, bacon, you get a little Monterey Jack cheese on there. That's my preference, a little crispy. I like the onions. I like the pickles, a little bit of mayo, but I can taste it already. We're so grateful to have Fuddruckers on as our great sponsor, the South McGregor location. Please stay dry out there, Houston. Tropical Storm Nicholas making its way up near us. I live north of town, and we've already seen some of that wet stuff. And, of course, prayers and well wishes to friends down on the coast, as that is coming along pretty slowly, unfortunately, as those tropical storms do. It is Texas game week. We'll talk a lot about the Longhorns today with Coach Bloomgren. First, we'll recap that game against Houston, that home opener this past Saturday. Coach coming up here in a few minutes. But Saturday, 7 o'clock on the Longhorn Network and right here, Rice Owls football from Learfield on the Rice Owls Game Day app, riceowls.com, and the Varsity Network app. And big Matt Peterson is back on the sideline. And Nate and I will have that call emanating from DKR Memorial Stadium coming up Saturday night in our state's capital. Quick Owls sports update before we get to Coach Bloomgren. Number 14, Rice Soccer fell 1-0 to visiting SMU last night. Owls leave Houston for the first time. They travel out west to El Paso to face UTEP in their conference opener coming up Thursday. Match time scheduled for 8 p.m. and will be live streamed by CUSA TV. Rice Volleyball's Carly Graham was named Setter of the Week today. Her Owls swept Sam Houston State Sunday afternoon. Jenny Volpe's team has won four straight now, and they are at Baylor Thursday at 5 on ESPN+, part of that Baylor Classic. Friday at 5, the Owls play McNeese State, also there in Waco. Coach Blumgren coming up here in just a moment. We talk Owls special teams tonight. Mono, Chris Monfiletto, will talk about his unique coaching journey. And there have been some good things that have happened on the special team so far this year. And we'll preview those Longhorn special teamers. They have a unique twist on things. And then we are joined by Matthew Bartlett of the Roost fame. A little bit of inception going on with Brother Matthew as we have our YouTube show. So we'll be promoting inside a promotion of a show that we'll do coming up on Wednesday. But he knows the Owls backwards and forwards. So we'll talk a little bit of Owls ball and on the recruiting landscape, and he'll give his side of things. He does the best job of covering Rice Owl sports, for my two cents, what it's worth. And then Coach Blumgren and I come back, and we preview those Texas Longhorns coming up. Thanks to Mike back in the studio for getting us on this Monday night. Stay tuned. The Mike Blumgren Show gets rolling next with Coach Blumgren himself. This is the Mike Blumgren Show here from Learfield.
Everybody's got a burger. No matter what your burger, Fuddruckers has it. Each morning, we make the freshest buns for the world's greatest hamburger. Whatever craving combo you have, our buns have you covered. 100% all-American premium cut beef cooked to order. Add delicious toppings to pile high. Then head over to our build-your-own produce bar with fresh ingredients to create your crave. Our burger coasters are waiting for you at Fuddruckers.
This is the Mike Blumgren Show. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Yes, yes, yes. A happy Monday night. Stay dry out there. Take note, I was talking to Nate just before I signed on here with Coach Blumgren. He's the real working man here. He's got to work at 2 a.m. So he had the nap, and he's getting to bed a little bit early. But we'll talk with Al Special Teams Coach Chris Monfiletto coming up in just a bit. But right now we have Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, JP. How about you, bud?
A little dry. How is it down there at the office around Patterson? Everything good?
Yeah, we had to go inside the bubble today, but thank God we have that thing. And we were able to get a good day of work in, and the bottom has not fallen out yet, but we certainly hear it's going to.
That's perfect timing, because in my first show, when we didn't talk about some of the off-season happenings, just real quick, how valuable has that been? I know you used it a lot in the preseason. I know you had it last year, but obviously playing that partial season. But how big of an attribute and asset has that been, having Waltrip there just right next door to you?
Yeah, the Waltrip indoor facility has been huge for our program, going back as much to last year as ever before. Because of the social distancing we had to do during COVID, there was no way we could have ever met our different position groups if we didn't have that facility. And, of course, using it for practice has been outstanding. And it did seem like at least every other day, either for wet bulb glow because of the heat or because of inclement weather, rain-wise and lightning-wise, we were pushed in there. So, again, we had a fairly normal training camp. Thank God for that facility. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been great for campus, too. I mean, graduation events in there, and it's just, yeah, thank God.
So let's talk about that game against Houston the other night. Houston wins 44-7, not the end of the season. I know it was obviously disappointing now that you've had about 48 hours to marinate on it. And I know you move on to Texas with a lot of the prep, but just how did you sit on that one? I'm sure it still stings a lot.
It does. And to say that it wasn't our best performance in any phase of the ball or by any player is an understatement. And as I said after the game, I didn't do a good enough job as a coach. And our coaching staff, we got out coached and we got outplayed. And it's a bad feeling when that happens, JP. And, you know, we had to make sure we showed the guys why. And that was my charge to the staff, is you better show them why these things happened. And we've got to get them to the point where when things are going bad, they fall back on their technique. They don't abort their technique and start kind of letting their eyes wander. That's the time to get more disciplined than ever. And that's what we've been really talking about, is how to understand your job inside and out, the technique your coach wants you to do it, so you can do your 111th and we can have the success we want as a team.
got such a more veteran team now. Have you noticed some of the guys taking charge? And obviously the captains, that falls to a lot of them. But I'm sure afterwards there could have been some things said. But even this one practice since that loss, you noticed the not just the staff, of course, but the players taking ownership and kind of a proverbial kick in the pants as well, too.
Yeah, they really are. And more than anything, just, you know, instituting the standard, making sure the standard is met in every way, getting everybody's butts to their seats for meetings and ready to go and focused and locked in the way we need to. And then practicing. I mean, we had a great practice today. And so, again, like as much as you'd like to think you can do it as a head coach or as a coaching staff, it's so much better when it comes from the players and from them demanding that the teammates get going and that we practice with the tempo we need to.
Evaluate Luke's night at quarterback and how what can he improve on, and what were a few flashes that you saw that y'all liked and you can build on?
Yeah, I think the easy thing to point to is ball security. You know, we talk about that as a non-negotiable in this program, and to throw three interceptions is just not good enough. That's the bottom line, and they were decision-making interceptions. So we've got to do better in that regard. And then just his overall comfort and completion percentage, those are things that can go up. Now, you talk about things that we liked is when he did stand in there and deliver the ball, it was really dang good. And when he gets loose on the perimeter, you know, only able to get him out there a couple times, but he can still flip the field pretty quick with his legs.
Caelan Griffin, a career-high 86 yards. That was great to see him establish that, and he popped off a few nice runs there even towards the end. How big is that for his confidence and trying to keep that running game going?
Yeah, I think it's good for his confidence. I think you saw him, and I think you saw Ari Broussard jump in there and also do some really good things. So it's great when those guys get going. And then Jordan Myers, you know, on our touchdown drive, just finding a way to make plays, you know, like finding a way to get into Luke's vision, catching the check down and turning it up and making a big play. And then I thought Coach Tuiasosopo had a great play on the play call on the goal line, and Jordan and Luke did a great job executing that one for the touchdown.
Nate, now we're talking. You're not in the excuse-making business for what we've gotten to know you pretty well the last few years, but you're playing without Bradley Rosner and August Pete. One, how much did that affect the game plan, and do you expect them back anytime soon, or is it still too tough to tell?
Yeah, I think anytime your top two receivers go down, it's tough, you know, and there's no hiding from that. That's true at any level of football. But that is not, you know, it didn't make things easier. It did affect game planning. But at the same time, like, it's a next man up business. It's the way we have to roll. And luckily, we have enough players in that room, especially when you talk about guys like Jake Bailey that have played enough football and played really good football. So I think the ability to be able to have those guys step up, and even if it is somebody getting their first start in college football like Zane Knipe and Cedric Patterson, they've still got to be able to do it. They're college football players, and we've got to be able to put them in the right positions and trust them to get their job done. You know, it was very unfortunate for the second play of the game to go to Zane and him to drop it. That's not something he does often in practice. That's not what we expect from him. And but maybe we can shake that off and get the nerves out and go play ball now.
Saw the nugget from Chuck's crew. Antonio Montero, the double-digit tackle game. Again, first Al with double-digit tackles the first two games since the great Brian Raines did it in 2007. Antonio, again, he's not a rookie out there, not wet behind the ears, but how big has he been on the defense? I know you still expect more of that throughout the year, but how big has he been?
Yeah, we do expect more from him, you know, as a fourth-year guy and to be a leader. But the good parts are the good parts, right? He is running from sideline to sideline. He's tackling people. He's getting them on the ground. I think he's tied for the lead in tackles in our conference. And both he and Blaze, although Blaze is no longer with us, they both had double-digit tackles in both these games.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, we got special teams boss Chris Monfiletto coming up here in the next segment. So what have you liked from special teams? What do you need to see from special teams? And just a little personal nugget or two on Motto himself.
Yeah, I think we need special teams are best when they're consistent. They're kind of like every phase of your team. And we need them to be an all-the-time thing. And we can't have let-ups like we did the other night in the fourth quarter where we get a punt blocked. And now the good part of this conversation is that we blocked two kicks so far this year. And I'm not sure if anybody else in America has done that. So that talks about the effort that we're getting on our field goal block team. And he's demanding it and showing him what it can do to the kicker. And we're getting that. And then he schemed up Arkansas so well on that block punt. And so KK Orgy, you know, orchestrated it perfectly. And so he's doing a great job giving our guys opportunities to make big plays. But it takes that consistent effort and that consistently good effort to be able to change field position the way we want to through special teams. He's absolutely the right one to get it done. He's coming up with great plans and he's pushing our guys. So I'm really pleased with Coach Mono. On a personal level, I just love having him on the staff. He's a guy who was a head coach at a very young age and was a head coach at Kenyon College for 7 years. And he's just used to leadership roles. He's somebody that I lean on for a lot of things. And, you know, whether you go back to when Pete Lembo was in that role or Drew Sabota, both of them had been head coaches as well. I love having somebody to lean on and bounce things off of. And Chris fills that role for me.
All right, Coach. Thanks much. We'll talk about the Longhorns coming up later on. Appreciate you.
All right, JP. Thank you.
Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren will come back next and talk to the aforementioned special teams boss, Chris Monfiletto. When we come back, this is the Mike Blumgren Show from Learfield.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College football Saturday night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
Highlighting the Owls on the gridiron. Welcome back to the Mike Blumgren Show. Here again, your host, J.P. Heath.
It's the Rice Owls and the Texas Longhorns coming up Saturday night in Austin. We'll preview that with Coach Blumgren coming up later on. And Matthew Bartlett of the Roost joins us here in just a bit. But again, a big nod to our great sponsors, Fuddruckers. They get you some great burgers, world's greatest hamburgers at Fuddruckers. Whether your crave is grilled onions, crispy bacon, three cheese, or all the above, we've got you. Our produce and homemade buns, always fresh and delicious. Come by, create your crave today at Fuddruckers. Joined now by assistant coach for the Rice Owls, special teams coordinator, Chris Monfiletto. Coach, how are things?
Great, JP. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Always love the wisdom you can give me and help me understand things. Just discuss special teams play so far. I know the coach was talking about last segment. I'm sure you didn't hear it, but he was just talking about some consistency, obviously, in some areas. But there are a lot of things to be happy about. So from your vantage point, what have you thought so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, through the first two games, two pretty good opponents, there's some positives and some, you know, opportunities for improvement. And I think that, you know, getting down in the red zone, being able to make some field goals is something we certainly need to improve on. Our protection in the punt game has been good at times and then has lacked at times. And then, you know, we got to be able to make some explosive plays on the punt pressure unit. And at times we've been able to do that, at times we haven't. So, you know, consistency, I think, is a great term.
Charlie Mendez really has been punting it well. Obviously, we knew a lot of that coming in. Like, he had a good half season, so to speak, last season. But what have y'all liked about Charlie, and what has he done better? Because it seems like his placement's been good, and knock on this wood table I'm broadcasting from, but he's had a good start to the season.
He has. I mean, he hasn't been rattled. You know, mentally he's in a great place, and he's putting the ball exactly where we need it to be put. So, you know, he works on his craft every day in practice. He's very intentional about it, and he's doing a great job improving.
Go through the rest of the special teams unit, as I know Van Sickle has been kicking off. And what did y'all like about him in that role? Obviously, the nuance, like the non-football coach in me says, okay, just get the guy out there that kicks it the farthest. But I know it doesn't always come down to that. But what do you like about Christian?
Yeah, Christian's got a great leg, and he knows exactly what we need in terms of hang time and how we can cover kickoffs if we can't put the ball in the end zone. You know, so those are the things that are great about Christian. And, you know, consistency is a big thing for him. You know, he's had a couple great weeks of practice and then a couple weeks where, you know, he's got a couple great opportunities to improve on. So, you know, him and Colin together, I think it's a great battle. And I think there's competition there every day. And I think that makes us better. So he's been awesome. He's been great in the locker room. He's awesome to have in the room. And we're really happy he's here. We have him for 2 years. We're fired up about that.
And speaking of Colin, with Riccatelli, his confidence still is good. I know he missed a field goal in each of the first two games, but I mean, obviously he's hit some big kicks for y'all in the past, but what have you liked about him?
Yeah, Colin, you know, he never gets too high, never gets too low. He's very even keeled, and, you know, he's made huge kicks for us in the past, and we anticipate that he's going to continue to do that. So looking forward to him having a great week of practice and then being able to translate that into the game on Saturday.
You've got a unique story. I know a lot of coaches bounce around, but you were head coach at a young age. How at Kenyon College, how much did that help you? And when did you decide you wanted to go the Division I route? Kind of take us through the Chris Monfiletto coaching tree, so to speak.
Well, I wanted to go the Coach Blomgren route, you know, wherever he was. That's what I wanted to do. So, you know, ended up in a really fortunate situation to be here at Rice. And this is everything that, you know, my resume has really built up to. It's a great academic school. The kids that we coach are awesome kids. Obviously, Coach Bloom is the best to work for and really appreciate this opportunity to be the coordinator for him on special teams. So, you know, this position, from being a head coach, the organization piece of it has helped me tremendously because, you know, towards the end of the game, the depth chart is moving all over the place and, you know, people coming out, people coming on. And I think if you don't have that background organization, it makes it pretty difficult. But, you know, Hans Schraub helps us out on the sideline with the substitutions and Zach Warren, his assistant, and Chris Terry. And, you know, we put it all together. So, you know, especially with the help of our graduate assistant, Jimmy Walsh, who's up in the booth, making sure everything is going in the right direction. So it's been great.
Yeah, I'll watch practices, and I don't know how y'all keep it all straight. It's an amazing, I mean, and you're so active, but the old knock, I know the kickers and the punters, they're over there kicking and butting away, but that's quite the opposite for the special team staff, right? Y'all have got a lot of irons and a lot of different fires throughout the practice and obviously the games.
Yeah, Coach Walsh does a great job with those guys at practice. You know, there's so much to it. You know, fortunately, I'm able to spend some time on the offensive side and on the defensive side just evaluating personnel and that sort of thing. And, you know, Coach Walsh has been a huge help in that area.
Chris Monfiletto joining us here on the Mike Blomgren Show here from Learfield. UT has some dynamic special teams guys, and they do things in a unique way. Dicker, the kicker, also kicks off and punts for them. It's a unique thing at this level. I know Chris Boswell did it a little bit when he was with us a long time ago, but just discuss Dicker and how game planning against that, it's a pretty unique matchup when you have a guy doing that.
Yeah, he's special. I mean, he half of his kickoffs go out of the back of the end zone. You know, I think he kicked a field goal on one kickoff the other day. So he's got a great leg, and the ones that he puts in play have tremendous hang time on it. So, you know, from a kickoff standpoint, he's exceptional. And then, you know, punting wise, he's just as good as anybody that we've seen so far. So, you know, his op time, the way that he gets the ball out and his hang time and punts, you know, usually you don't see a guy that can do both at that high level. You know, I think that Jack Fox is doing that in the NFL right now at a really high level. But there's certainly a future for Dicker in the NFL too. And it'll be exciting to go against him this weekend.
Texas is going to have speed at most positions. No different. Jameson, who had that kickoff return against us at NRG a couple years ago. How do you game plan against that? I guess easier said than done sometimes, but just try to kick it away and, speed like that hurts on the field, but describe him.
Now, I was talking to Coach Sabota about that today, actually. You know, and he had some advice for me too, but he's number five back there. He's special. And, you know, last week we went against an All-American punt returner and kick returner in number eight from Houston. And, you know, this week we have him. And so, you know, there's some creative things that hopefully we'll do to keep the ball up in the air, and we'll see how that works out.
I'm glad you mentioned the wild man Jack Fox earlier, and I mentioned Chris Boswell earlier, and obviously y'all share a lot of recruiting duties, but it's never easy recruiting. But do you find with the recent success y'all have had on special teams that catches a lot of recruits' eyes a lot more? Of course, they're going to do their homework too and know about you, but how much does that figure into the process that you guys are selling Rice here?
Well, I think Rice is unique, especially as it relates to specialists. You know, those guys are smart. 90% of them are smart, you know. And so I think if they want a high academic school that plays great football, you know, we're going to be at the top of the list. And so, you know, the hardest thing for us is narrowing down the pool of great applicants that we could potentially have at the position, you know, because there is that interest. There has been that success with Boswell and with Jack Fox. And hopefully we'll continue to have that success in the future, too.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Know you're in and out of meetings. Appreciate you coming on. Stay dry out there, okay?
J JP, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mono. Appreciate it. That's Chris Monfiletto, Al's special teams coach, joining us here, the Mike Bloomgren Show. Stay tuned next. Matthew Bartlett of the Roost fame will join us next year. This is the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's JP here to tell you that, yes, there's more Rice Owls content out there for you to consume. Subscribe and download the official podcast of Rice Athletics, Rice Owls Insider. Rice Owls Insider provides a unique new look at a variety of head coaches, players, and other integral voices inside the Rice Athletics department. Plus, you can find archived coaches shows as well. For the best in Rice Owls content, subscribe to Rice Owls Insider, the official podcast of Rice Athletics. Available on Apple, Stitcher, and Spotify.
This is the Mike Bloomgren Show. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
The Rice Owls take on the Texas Longhorns coming up this week. Stay tuned for a preview of that with head coach Mike Bloomgren. I said, you know what? You know who I need to get is I need to get an Aggie on here to talk about. No, just it is the one. The only at the Roost, you know him well. For all your Rice news and information, the one, the only Matthew Bartlett. Matthew, brother, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Long time no see. A whole day or two, right?
Yeah, I tried to give you that JP little buffer mixed in there, but thanks for coming on. We've got a lot to talk about. First off, we have our YouTube preview shows coming up every Wednesday. So those are fun. Like, I like you taking charge, like I've told you on and off air. Those have been fun, though, for the audio guy to get in there on the video side of things. But you like doing those?
Hey, we're having a good time. I hope the rest of y'all like listening to us. But we enjoy chopping it up. Always something interesting to talk about with the Owls, right?
Yeah, each week go to that Rice Athletics YouTube page and we recap the previous game and preview the upcoming matchup. So this is a bit of inception where now we do the same thing on the audio side of things here on the Mike Bloomgren Show. But give us your thoughts. Obviously a disappointing one this past Saturday in some aspects. But what did you think and how is it marinating with you here a couple days later?
The thing that's really sticking out to me that really was just confusing was how they started this game. You mentioned, or I don't know, one of us, somebody brought it up, but 15 consecutive opponents Rice has held off the scoreboard on the first possession. And somebody scoring on the first possession isn't the end-all be-all, but we've kind of gotten used to this defense just being ready to go at the start. And for Houston to march down the field and score with relative ease on the first possession was kind of jarring. And then the offensive line never really seemed to click until the second quarter. And those two things, both sides of the ball, just kind of seeming a step slow. We blinked and it was 17-0. And that was kind of something that we really haven't seen from this team. Win or lose, they've been ready to go from the gun. And that's something that I'm still trying. That's kind of what stuck with me as I marinated, I think, on this game. That's something that needs to change, obviously, going forward into this weekend against Texas and once we get to conference play.
Yeah, you're right. Was it? Yeah, you said 15 straight opponents. The last one that scored first was Texas a couple seasons ago, and then they had done a good job before that Arkansas game. I guess Rice had been the team that had scored first. So, I mean, when you have this style that Rice is doing. And maybe we can talk about some change like you've seen from your perspective, but they can't afford to get down in that hole. A 10-0 or a 17-0 deficit is not the same for a team like Rice. Like we've said on the broadcast too, they're not explosive. They're designed to run the ball, control the clock, and all that good stuff. So they just can't get in those early holes.
Yeah, and even then, if you go right out of halftime, Rice has that great drive at the end of the second quarter and brings it to 17-7. And you get to kick off of the second half, and that's one of those things where we've seen this defense. You get one stop, good field position, that has been pretty common for this unit, and boom, you get a touchdown at 17-14. You get a field goal, it's a one-possession game. What really was the backbreaker was that Houston had I think it was a 17-play drive on the first possession of the third quarter. Rice didn't get the ball till there was a 7 on the clock. It was a 7.5 minute drive, and that's a Rice drive. That's not what the Houston offense is supposed to put together. So that it was just at the beginning and right halfway through, just something didn't click.
The big focus in the offseason was the quarterback situation with Wiley Green and Luke McCaffrey. The big situation here going into week 3 is the quarterback situation, among others. So how do you evaluate where that is right now? And I know where the depth chart stands, they still have Luke listed number 1. But we all know that could change throughout the week. But just how do you make out the obviously the turnovers and the interceptions, 3 each week? That's not Rice style. So what do they have to do better? And what do you make of the whole situation?
Well, I asked Coach Blomgren in the post game. I said, how do you evaluate a quarterback who can't get the snap off because he's being pressured behind the line of scrimmage? He had a third down play where I think 4 guys on the defensive line on a 5-man rush beat the Rice offensive lineman in front of him. You can't – no quarterback. You can put Brett Favre back there. It's not going to work. And so I really think that the evaluation of McCaffrey is still kind of a TBD. We didn't really – when he got good protection and people were helping him out, he seemed to move the ball decently well. And, again, what, 5 plays in the third quarter? I think 3 of them were runs. So in his limited opportunities when he had enough blocking to do something, he was fine. I didn't really get too much. I think it was telling that Wiley Green was not an or on the depth chart, not that means everything. But he wasn't listed as an or. It wasn't a co-starter situation where he was going to get scripted a couple drives. So I think the history of what we've seen from Wiley the past couple years, I think the right or wrong, the Arkansas game was kind of his audition to say, hey, you know it. Can you execute it? And I don't think he really aced that test. So I think we're going to get at least 2 more games for sure. I say for sure. I would expect we get McCaffrey against Texas and Texas Southern. And if we're still having offensive struggles, then I think that question is revisited. But I think he's going to get more run.
Matthew Bartlett at The Roost. Check out his podcast, his videos, all the good stuff, the Patreon that he does such a great job for Rice Athletics publicity. But on the bright side, you know me by now. I'm an optimistic guy. Give us something. Even though you've had 2 tough opponents, you know, coming up first and a pretty tough one coming up this week, what are some positives? Because I look at the defense and how the defense performed against Arkansas. And, I mean, of those points Saturday against Houston, I mean, the Cougars moved the ball. The one thing that surprised me the most was how deep Tune threw early in the game. But just how do you evaluate the defense and any other positives you've seen from the team early on this season?
I know this is hard to kind of be measured especially for fans watching football, but I think there's 2 sides to every coin, right? There is how did the defense play and how did the offense against them play? And I thought that was the best I've seen Clayton Tune play and I've seen, you know, probably 6-7, a handful of different games over the, I guess he's been there, 3 years and change at Houston. I thought Clayton Tune played an excellent game. He was pressured. He was hit a lot, and he stood in the pocket, and he delivered a perfect ball downfield. And I think, you know, that's the line that coaches use when they lose, right? The other guy was just better. I just think Clayton Tune was better. And I don't think many quarterbacks Rice is going to face this year are just going to be better than this secondary. So I don't have too many concerns. I think they got enough veteran guys back there. And I think they had to get the pressure they got against Houston was a lot of creative blitz packages because the front 4 was not getting home. And so they had to dial it up, and that kind of left them vulnerable. I think the front 4 is going to be better off as we get down the stretch and get into conference play. And that's going to take some of those holes in the secondary created by those blitzers and fill them back up. So I'm not terribly concerned. It was a good night from a good quarterback.
We'll know more this week. The status of Trayshon Chamberlain. We'll know more about Myron Morrison. And those are the big 2 coming at me now. I guess Trey Schumann also went down.
back and forth in that game. But overall, though, do you think the depth of this defense is a lot better than you've seen? Because the last few years, like with the way they have built this roster, they do seem deeper. And I'm anxious to see how they can withstand if they do have to lose a couple of those guys for a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about this with Coach Wilser, the cornerbacks coach. We laugh all the time about the depth they have, because when Rice played Houston in 2018, they had an injury at corner going into the game, and somebody else went down. I'm trying to remember who it was, but it was Brandon Douglas Dotson was the only scholarship corner left available by the time they got to halftime. And it was him, and they put on a former scout team running back to go play man the other corner spot. And that's where they were. With one injury, they were down to bringing the scout team corner to play corner, or scout team running back to play corner. So when that happens this year, I mean, you're starting two redshirt freshmen at corner, and your backups are Andrew Bird, who I believe is the current active interception leader for Rice, or if not, he's pretty close as your backup, and Miles McCord, who was all world for this team when they needed him last year. So the depth is great. Rice could go to their reserves and still be better. And I say this honestly, be better than most secondaries in Conference USA.
Discuss the recruiting. Nobody covers the recruiting like you, and you've got the different metrics, and you know, well, this guy was this recruit, and I can't keep all that straight in my rather large noggin, though. But just how has the recruiting evolved here in the Mike Bloomgren era? What have you noticed here?
Well, first off, every other year they bring in the highest rated recruiting signee of all time, which, you know, goes back, those recruiting rankings go back about 20 years, give or take. So I call it the past 20 years, but still, Bloomgren owns three of the best five recruiting classes that this program has ever had. And he's only signed four. So that's a pretty good start. And they just keep adding to it. And I think what's particularly impressive from what I've seen from their staff and from Alex Brown, the director of recruiting, if you're for those who don't live and breathe recruiting, which is a good amount of people, a lot of programs, these recruiting services will go out and rate these players. And the programs will say, here are the players that are the best. We will go get those. Rice doesn't always have the luxury of those guys being pointed out to them and not scooped up. So a good chunk of players that Rice gets commitments from and signs at the time of their commitment are unranked. They're kind of the diamonds in the rough. And then after they commit to Rice, lo and behold, the recruiting services go pull them up and like, oh, this guy's really good. And that just happens time and time again. So it's an interesting recruiting year with everything that happened with COVID and the rosters being a bit more expanded and not sure how that's going to work. So The 2022 class, which is where they're at right now, I'm counting through, looks like they have seven commitments in what is probably going to be a smaller class. And the last one they got in, oh, shoot, would have been going back to July, came from a guy named Reese Sylvester from Sterling High School. And we talked about the depth in the secondary, right? This guy is a safety, 6'1", 170 that can bring the boom. So they just keep that pipeline coming. It's fun, man.
All right. Somehow someone out there has not heard of your services. Tell us about the Roost and what they can do to be a part of it, and all the great info and how they can help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest place to start is go to our website at theroost.com. All the links are there. You mentioned earlier, thank you, our Patreon, patreon.com/@theroost. That's where we keep all of the recruiting updates. We got the whole offer list. If you want to know every single player that Rice has offered so far in the 2022, we're on the 2023 class, Juma Ottaviano's little brother. Rice has offered him, and he's on the list. He plays corner. I would love to get him here at Rice. So, yeah, we got that. We got practice updates, injury updates with what's going on. We're your source. If you want to know what's going on inside Rice Athletics, from football to basketball to everything in between, we're here for you. But, yeah, go check us out, patreon.com/@theroost, podcast, website, social media, whole nine yards. We're busy. It's football season.
And YouTube on Wednesday. See what it did
YouTube.
There? The start of it.
Yeah.
And now the end of it. Tie the bow. All that stuff. But
this is a real professional, guys.
Hey, you know what? I got in my own way there. What's one thing, if they want to get the upset on Saturday, from the Aggie perspective that covers the Owls, I know that'd be pretty sweet for you, double sweet.
Would love it.
What do they have to do to win in Austin? What's a formula? Give us a route to get there.
Turnovers. Win the turnover battle by three.
Okay.
If you are going to – they were absolutely perfect in the first half particularly and into the third quarter against Arkansas, getting three and out, three and out, three and out. And you could argue – because Texas just played Arkansas, and Arkansas beat them too. You could argue Rice played a better game against Arkansas than Texas did.
Yeah, no doubt.
You wouldn't have
really
to stretch.
Yeah.
But if you – the talent gap from an Arkansas to a Texas, it's big, and you need explosive plays that have the 44-yard bomb from Wiley Green to August Pete. Rice did against Arkansas. You need that, and then you need to limit opportunities and take away, or the takeaways are the easiest way to do that. So Rice has the guys that we talked about, that secondary. They can get 2, 3, 4 takeaways, and you can make even the best teams look mortal.
Well, I will see you tomorrow, the presser. I will see you Wednesday on the YouTube show, and I will see you Saturday in our state's capital. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you giving us some time, and like doing this once or so a season. So, and then maybe, just maybe, crossing my fingers here, come back baseball season, we can have our Sunday visits again. But good Lord only knows, right?
Absolutely. One day at a time.
All right. Thanks, brother. See you later.
Thank you, JP.
Matthew Bartlett at The Roost does a great job, the best job of covering Rice sports. Stay tuned here on the Mike Bloomgren Show. We'll come back with the namesake, Coach Bloomgren himself, and preview those Texas Longhorns. This is the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to the latest in Owls football with the head coach, Mike Bloomgren. Now, let's rejoin J.P. Heath.
It's the Rice Owls and the Texas Longhorns coming up Saturday from our state's capital in Austin. Mike Bloomgren joining us again to scout out Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns. And you're refreshing me during the break. I had a brain lapse there that, duh, with your Pac-12 ties and his – y'all are no strangers with each other. So, go back a ways with Coach Sark, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Back to when he was coaching in the Pac-12, and, even remember following his career when he was with Pete Carroll back in the day, and they were winning the championships at SC. And, then like you said, head coach at Washington, saw him on the road all the time and got to know him a little bit, head coach at SC. And, then, you know, as he made the transition to Alabama, it's been interesting to watch his career and his ascent, again, I guess you would say.
The one thing I've been waiting to ask you about this, and I'm sure a lot of fans are interested, can you gauge much off the common opponent you have in Arkansas, or does it just come down to the trenches, running the ball, controlling the clock, all that stuff? How much can you gauge since you do have that one common opponent?
Yeah, I think it gives you some understanding of which of their – I mean, we remember what each of those guys on Arkansas's teams did to our guys and what we were able to do to them. And then being able to watch them against this opponent is great film for us. There's no question about that. And it gives us a lot of hope, right? Like, it gives us a chance to realize, hey, we're not going to be out of play standing on the field and standing toe-to-toe with those guys. So I think it's a real boost for our kids to see that game.
Their depth chart was released today, and it had Casey Thompson at the top ahead of Hudson Card. We all know that doesn't mean anything as who is will actually start the game, but Thompson showed some stuff in their bowl game last year, and obviously Hudson Card, high recruit guy. So how do you evaluate both of those quarterbacks? They both do things a little differently, but both talented, of course.
Yeah, I think they're in a really similar situation. They're trying to find who their best quarterback is and who gives them their best chance to win. I thought Hudson Card performed really well in the first game, you know, in their first outing, and maybe he didn't do some things they wanted him to do in the second one. And, you know, the other one can really scoot, and he's got a great set of wheels, and he can really change the game with his legs. And so It's a great group between those two. And I think Robinson, the running back, is doing some really cool things. And Jordan Whittington is a great receiver out there, a great threat. And we've got to find a way to put the clamps on him, you know, whether it's in third and long situations or on base downs when he's trying to get over the top.
Pete Kwiatkowski's defense, Damarion Overshown, they've got the big defensive linemen in there. So how do you evaluate their defense?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, he was the defensive coordinator at Washington under Coach Peterson. So he's another one we got a chance to go against year in and year out. And I think he does a great job doing things very similar to Brian Smith on first and second down by taking away edges and really making it hard to get to edge the defense and get outside, and makes it really rough in the middle when they do have 345-pound humans in there and stuff like that. So it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. We're going to put together a plan that's going to give them the best chance possible, and we're going to let them go play. And that's what I told the team today. You know, what an opportunity. We all dream. Since we were little kids of playing in games like this. And since we became Rice Owls, we've dreamed of finding a way to beat UT.
Yeah, you're in my head. That's scary, because I was going to ask you, like, not a lot of motivation is needed for a week like this. You got a lot of guys who thought, hey, I should have been recruited by Texas or grew up maybe in the Austin area. So do you like that in a sense that you can use that to fuel the guys a little extra bump this week in practice?
Absolutely. And plus, for any of them that have aspirations of playing at the next level, it's going to be the first film that NFL scouts and NFL coaches turn on. So you combine that with the childhood kids game that we used to play. And I think there's a lot of kids on this team whose parents were either Longhorns or Aggies. And so either way, they have strong feelings about the opportunity to play in DKR Stadium this weekend.
Coach, thanks. Stay dry, and we'll talk to you later. Appreciate you.
Thanks, JP. Have a good week, bud.
Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Bloomgren. Stay tuned. I'll wrap up the show right after this. This is the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
Everybody's got a burger. No matter what your burger, Fuddruckers has it. Each morning, we make the freshest buns for the world's greatest hamburger. Whatever craving combo you have, our buns have you covered. 100% all-American premium cut beef cooked to order. Add delicious toppings to pile high. Then head over to our Build Your Own Produce Bar with fresh ingredients to create your crave. Our burger coasters are waiting for you at Fuddruckers.
Highlighting the Owls on the gridiron. Welcome back to the Mike Bloomgren Show. Here again, your host, J.P. Heath.
Yes, yes, a happy Monday night to one and to all. Please, please stay dry out there. Going to be another wet one, Houston. I have been camped out in Heath Command Central here, so I've not seen the radar, Nicholas, but last I checked, we'd be hugging along the coast there to... So hopefully the damage is minimized, and hopefully all that wet stuff pushes out to the Gulf. And just prayers for safety. Hopefully that you can stay dry out there, and hopefully your family is safe, because we've been through these before. And I was watching the Weather Channel earlier. Folks around Houston are definitely hurricane smart and bad weather smart, knowing how to handle things. Just heard me talking to Coach Bloomgren and Coach Monfiletto during the show, and not as wet right now in Houston proper, but some of that wet stuff will come from Nicholas. But big thank you to our sponsor of tonight's show, Fuddruckers. Another virtual show tonight, and hopefully we get back in person as soon as possible. Beyond thrilled to have them as a sponsor, and They're very understandable with us still going virtual. That South McGregor 288 location, they are just fantastic folks down there. So encourage you, when it does dry up and when you do have a chance to get out and about, that 288 South McGregor location, you can't beat it. It is such good grub. You know this already, though. You know the history of Fuddruckers. World's greatest hamburgers, whether your crave is grilled onions, crispy bacon, three cheese, or all the above, we have got you. Our produce, homemade buns are always fresh and delicious. Come by and create your crave today at Fuddruckers. Broadcast coming up Saturday night. Matt Peterson back on the sidelines with us. Nate and I will have that call starting at 6:30, the Houston Methodist Hospital pregame show. 7 o'clock is that kick. And we'll be on the Longhorn Network. So sync us up. Go to syncmygame.com for instructions on how to do that. Pretty easy. All the Rice folks, you're usually the smartest ones in the rooms. you can figure that one out too. Sync us up. A lot of folks do that, and they like us. You can follow me on Twitter at Rice Owls Voice. Give you all that good content. And I mean, mention this. Only 55 minutes. What are you doing, Heath? 55 minutes into the show. Now 56 minutes into the show. Haven't mentioned this, but there's a new way to stream us this year. If you did not know already, take note, because, hey, we work hard. We like to be heard. But the new Rice Owls Game Day app, you can download it. If you have the old app, again, then go to Rice. I don't know the particulars behind it, but just download the new one, and you can refresh. They've got the broadcast front and center, and you can keep updated on all your Rice teams. Speaking of, see what I did there? Segue. The Rice soccer team, 14th in the nation. They have had a great start to the season. They fell to SMU last night, 1-0. But the Owls leave Houston for the first time. They go out to the West Texas town of El Paso to take on UTEP in their conference opener coming up on Thursday. And that match time scheduled for 8 p.m. And that's going to be live streamed on CUSA TV. Rice Volleyball's Carly Graham was named Setter of the Week earlier today. And her Owls got the broom out and swept Sam Houston State Sunday afternoon at Tudor Fieldhouse. And Jenny Volpe's team has won four straight now. You remember they had that tough start. They played a really tough schedule to start things out, but they've won four straight after losing their first three. But they are over in Waco to take on Baylor. And that will start Thursday at 5 on ESPN+, part of the Baylor Classic. They stay around Waco, and Friday at 5, the Owls play McNeese State. So a lot going on. Rice Owls gridiron, the pitch, and on the court. One last thing. Don't forget to subscribe to the Rice Owls Insider Podcast and Apple, Spotify, and the like. You know the drill. But this show can be heard on Rice Owls Insiders as well as our regular chats coming up. We're going to record one soon with AD Joe Carlgaard. A lot to talk about on that one. So remember, in everything we give thanks, thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight. We have Rice in Texas coming up on Saturday. Thanks to Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Blumgren. Thanks to Mono Special Teams Coach Chris Monfiletto. He is a cool guy, to say the least. Always like chatting with him. And my guy at the Roost, Matthew Bartlett. Our YouTube show coming up on Wednesday where we preview the Longhorns game. And then stay tuned for the game on Saturday night. Rice in Texas. Why does Rice play Texas? Well, to win. And Rice is going in there with a great game plan and hope that you tune in with us. Thanks to Mike back in the studio for pushing and tweaking. Have a great night. God bless. Go Owls. This has been the Mike Blumgren Show.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the Mike Blumgren Show. Tonight's show was brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. And by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University and Houston for over 100 years. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Rice Sports Network.